What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning, DA. How are you?
Good morning, my neighbor!
Get off!
Damon Amendola.
Yes, how are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, buddy.
Baby, it's a brand new day. Ain't no clouds hanging over me. Something doesn't feel the same. The rest of my life gonna start today. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. The rest of my life gonna start today.
DA, great question.
All aboard
the dog.
This is why you do what you do. No.
Somebody stop me.
I'm coming to you to be fat. Let me be fat.
Look here.
There's so many sickos in this country.
This is facts.
No more juice.
What?
I am broken.
Good morning. The rest of my life gonna start today.
CBS Sports Radio.
Well, as I was saying, I was listening to the radio. I heard something.
And what did you hear?
A hissing sound like this.
Hey, T.A. Hey, D.A., let me aboard that mothership.
Permission to board that mothership, sir.
Well, you know I had to slide through the intergalactic swag party.
D.A., man, beam me up.
What's going on, my brother from another mother? Beam me up.
You guys are the best.
You guys make it.
Permission to board that mothership.
What's up, D.A., brother?
Another mothership has connected.
And you the man, D.A.
America, the mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-hour black hole block party. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Portland to Peoria, Kalamazoo, and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
How we doing, everybody? Thanks so much for joining us. Good show lined up for you. The Sounds of Saturday continues. Our countdown to the 25 biggest stories of college football up until the Friday before Labor Day weekend, which will be full week one in college football tonight. Or this morning, rather, we'll talk to Don Munson. He's the voice of the Clemson Tigers. Don's going to join us coming up in hour number four, our annual visit with Sounds of Saturday with Don, as the Clemson Tigers are always one of the most interesting stories in college football. Also coming up this morning on the show, the great Katie Linedahl, the Gidget of Gadgets, one of the crowd favorites around here. She's going to join us also in studio in hour number four. This hour, we'll do the sound check, the best audio of the day in 20 and in 40 minutes. Gronk unveils the coach he might just come back to play for. And it's an interesting one. Also, it's a Thursday, which means it's a Thirsty Thursday. We are toasting to the good stuff. Tweet at me, DA on CBS. DA on CBS on Twitter or on the phones at 855-212-4CBS. With those things and people that you would like to toast to. Again, that phone number, 855-212-4227.
I am not a compulsive gambler.
Just remember that. Okay, but we begin with U.S. Women's National Team news. The World Cup, the Women's World Cup, is now down to the final. U.S. women have been knocked out for a while now. A team that never got its footing in this tournament and has elicited a lot of emotions across the country for one reason or another. And it now comes down to the head coach who gets sacked, as they say across seas. Vlatko Andonovski with an absolute dud of a four-year stint with the U.S. Women's National Team. He is shown the door just days after, less than a week and a half after, the U.S. women end up getting eliminated from the Women's World Cup. And so, for the stars of this team, the Alex Morgans, amongst others, that did not have a great tournament, does this relieve the pressure off of them? Megan Rapinoe, who missed the PK. Does this take the pressure off of the players? Because the manager, the coach, takes the blame here with the firing. It is where we begin your cold open.
He does pass ahead. Headed forward, look out there. A break, a shot at the post. That's incredible.
There's a difference between being respectful of the fans and saying hello to your family, but to be dancing, to be smiling. I mean, the player of the match was that post. You were lucky to not be going home right now.
O'Hara. The post. Sweden can win on this kick.
These are players that will be here for years to come, for tournaments to come. This tournament is a great experience for them, and I think they'll dominate the next one.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
That play-by-play call courtesy of Fox Soccer. That was Carly Lloyd ripping the team after that draw against Portugal. And then Andonovski saying, nothing to see here. We're going to be fine. If you were wondering, by the way, the Women's World Cup final coming up, Spain versus England. Andonovski was a disaster. The coaching tactics in this tournament were questionable at best. They couldn't ever really figure out through the group stage, A, how to create any offense, B, how to get a fire under them, and C, the substitution patterns were questionable at best. And so those are all coaching tactics, and Andonovski has to own this. Once they got to the elimination round against Sweden, they actually played much, much better. They just could not find the back of the net. No offense equated to the PKs. PKs equated to them ultimately losing. So Andonovski definitely deserved to be fired. He sucked. He needed to go. And throughout the entire thing, it was, we're fine, we're fine, we're fine. And they were never fine. So he tried to tamp down any worry, and there was reason to be worried. But this does not relieve the pressure off of the players, because ultimately the players also did not step up when it mattered most. And I think that this is a team that has cruised through so many. Manny good at cruise. They have cruised through so many World Cup group stages, international competitions. They have been such far and away the dominant women's team and country in the world for so long that I think they got into this and just kind of assumed the same thing would happen. And then they found out that, boy, if they play sloppy soccer and with the differential getting minimized over the last couple of years between them and other countries, that you could mess around and actually maybe not even make it out of the group stage. They just did not play well. I thought their focus was all over the place. Then when we saw them just survive and then be taking pictures and dancing after the group stage, it was, to me, a little tone deaf, which is what Carly Lloyd was talking about there. How could you be celebrating when basically you moved on to the elimination round based on the opponent hitting the post? How can you feel good about yourselves? And then again, they played better against Sweden, but it wasn't enough because, you know, they just never had it going the entire tournament. So beyond all of the political connotations that seemingly this team has taken on, I'm just talking about straight soccer, and they just did not play their best soccer. They were lethargic and it cost them. And then they just simply didn't have the right coach and it cost them. And now they have to end up having another 4 years to wonder, was it us? Do we have a chance to change our trajectory, or did the world catch up and we missed an opportunity because we played sloppy soccer the last time out? Andonovsky, he had to go. He gone. 855-212-4CBS or on Twitter, DA on CBS on this Thirsty Thursday. It is amazing that the New York Yankees could be this bad. They have now dropped below 500 last night, losing again to the Braves with an absolutely toothless, punchless offense. 2-0 shutout, which drops the Yankees to sub 500, 60-61, a game under 500 this late in the season for the first time since the mid-90s.
Yeah, it's a shame.
And yet, or as grotesque as this season is for the Bombers, all signs point to Brian Cashman keeping his job. Now, let's tell both sides of the story. I like doing that. Number one, they've had injuries, no doubt about it. They've had a lot of injuries, especially to arms in their rotation. And undoubtedly, the Aaron Judge toe injury dismantled this whole season. The entire year pivoted when he ran into that wall, that gate in Dodger Stadium. And those are things that a general manager, you know, that's kind of luck of the draw. Your best player runs into a gate, runs into a little lip of a wall on the West Coast at Dodger Stadium where you rarely play. And now the Dodgers suddenly, after 65 years in that ballpark, say, oh, you know what, we'll change that now. I mean, that's a luck of the draw thing. And before the season began, high expectations, a lineup, a rotation, a bullpen that was supposed to contend once again, not only for the American League East, but also for a World Series appearance and a championship out of the American League. And yet here they are, post-trade deadline, with 6 weeks to go in the regular season, and they're a losing outfit. And everybody, I mean everybody, aside from Gerrit Cole, that was acquired by Brian Cashman over the last couple of years, has been largely dreadful. Now, there was a point in time where if the Yankees were sub-500, heading into September, somebody would be fired today. Maybe a plant got thrown across an office. There'd be yelling and a tirade, and who's going to pay for this from George Steinbrenner? This would be completely unacceptable. 100% unacceptable, and the Yankees are currently getting embarrassed every night. And here's a manager in Aaron Boone who just keeps saying the same thing over and over and over again, and nothing ever changes. There was a point in time in the not-so-distant past where this would be completely unacceptable as the Yankees have lost 5 consecutive games, 6 of the last 7. They have been swept by the Atlanta Braves, the collapse Sunday night against the Marlins. They have just been in a bad way for a long time, and they're not going to be able to climb their way out of it.
It just doesn't happen.
And yet, Brian Cashman, all signs point to keeping his job after the season. Now, there's certainly something to be said for a guy who has a winning record for the team that he builds every year for 30 years. I'm not dismissing that. But this thing has hit a wall, and in Yankee land, you barely hear a peep. And the Steinbrenner family just does not have the same angst over losing. In some ways, that's beneficial because George is probably too reactionary. But in some ways, it's kind of depressing. I mean, for those of us that don't mind when the Yankees lose, it's fine. But the fact that you can be that brand in that market with that payroll and those expectations and that history and be this bad and it's just like, eh, whatever, we'll see you next year. Boy, how the world has changed. And for Cashman, I mean, has there ever been a guy with greater job security than he can build a team that's been this bad for this long and yet still not have to worry about getting fired? Every day, every night, it's a new low for the Yankees, and he does not even have to worry. It's extraordinary the type of job security that he has. And so what's the answer for the Yankees? Are they just going to try to sign somebody else in the offseason? Make a trade, and hopefully that puts lipstick on a pig? I mean, it's just, it's a team that's nowhere near the best teams in baseball. Nowhere near. And you look in their own division of an Orioles team that's young and on the come. I don't think that Baltimore's going anywhere for a while. They proved to the trade deadline they're not into trading their prospects or trading their young players. They're in this for the long haul, as bad as the Angelos family might be at owning teams. They've got a roster here that has staying power in the division, and the Rays consistently turn over a younger team year after year after year, and they're one of the best teams in the American League. In their own division, the Boston Red Sox thought that this would probably be a step back this year before they start showing their life coming together as a franchise and a team in the next 2 to 3 years. And then the Blue Jays, you know, are what they are. But the Yankees are looking at themselves in the mirror, and they've got a lot of problems. A lot of veterans and high-end talent that's been pathetic this year. And an over-reliance on Aaron Judge and Gerrit Cole, and everybody else is like, oh, what are you doing? And who's going to lose their job over it? Maybe no one. 5 consecutive losses, 6 out of 7. They've lost 8 out of 10, and they're sub 500 for the first time this late in the season since the early 90s, and nobody's at risk. It's incredible. When we come back here on the show, we've got Soundcheck, your best audio of the day, the hoodie on adding Zeke, and Mike Evans wondering who's going to be throwing me the football. It's coming up next. DA, CBS Sports.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Radio.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
And Soundcheck is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare? Want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Welcome back. You can always watch the show on both YouTube and on Twitch, as well as watchda.com. I'll explain what I'm wearing coming up here after Soundcheck because it deserves an explanation. But we begin with Bill Belichick as the Patriots signed Ezekiel Elliott to a one-year deal.
Good to have Zeke. Yeah, we had a good visit with him, and I look forward to working with him.
What does he bring to the team?
Well, we'll see. Yeah, I've never coached Zeke before, but glad we have him, and we'll start. Spent time with him in the last night and on the trip to terminology and plays and protections, things like that. So we'll work him in there when he's ready. We'll see how that goes.
Will he be participating in practices today or tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
No one's ever going to get you more fired up for a free agent signing or an acquisition than Bill Belichick. That is a hype machine right there. Dude, calm down. I mean, you're really hyping this guy up a little bit too much, don't you think?
You don't think he's ready to run through a brick wall for him?
Who's fired up for the Zeke era? I understand why the Patriots signed Ezekiel Elliott, but I would say limit, manage your expectations. I don't think he's got much left in the tank in terms of anything beyond being a goal line back or a short yardage guy. They have Ramondre Stevenson, and so he's going to get the boatload of the carries. Zeke is really insurance for an offense that really needs to run the football. Mac Jones, I think we've seen that the Patriots want to give him more weapons, but they also don't want to put too much of the pressure on him. I think that Mac Jones is who he is. Whether it was a terrible offensive scheme last year or coaching staff or not, I think he is what he is. Maybe he'll be slightly better with Bill O'Brien at the helm, but I don't think you're ever going to get a Mac Jones where you're like, wow, we can put the ball in his hands and throw it 35 times and we're going to win football games. So you got to be able to run the football. But Zeke is limited at this point in his career. He's had a lot of carries. His weight's fluctuated mostly from low to very high and staying there. He might be in better shape with the Patriots, but I wouldn't expect much from Ezekiel Elliott this year. Here's Mike Evans, and in Tampa Bay, they've got a quarterback controversy. The controversy is, why are these two guys so bad? Baker Mayfield and Kyle Trask, who's going to be the guy?
They're NFL quarterbacks. You know, at the end of the day, I don't know about their styles. They both have big arms. They're both very mobile, so they're similar in that regard. Obviously, they're a little different in size, but they have a similar play style. Really good NFL quarterbacks. We want to know who the starter is going to be, you know, soon, so we can just keep, you know, working, and they can take control of the offense.
Are Baker Mayfield
sure we'd want to typify these two guys as really good NFL quarterbacks?
When Baker Mayfield is on the same level of Kyle Trask,
Then you know something is not good. You know, it's funny. When you get to this point in time in an NFL season or preseason, everything is always optimistic. Nobody ever is going to admit, yeah, this is scary. But for the Buccaneers, every time I hear anybody wax poetic about Baker Mayfield, I would ask this question. Why has he not won the job over a guy that's thrown 8 passes in his NFL career? The reason is because Baker Mayfield's also not that good. And let's get real here. Every year, somebody adds Baker Mayfield and they start raving about the energy he brings and the leadership that he has. And you should see how different the huddle is with Baker. And then as soon as the season's over, somebody's like, yeah, we're good. That team that had him said, no, we're fine. Finally, a little Windy City series, crosstown White Sox and Cubs last night. Cubs launched the comeback, and here's Christopher Morel with a 3-run bomb to win it.
Bellinger leads at second, Swanson away from first. And the 1-2, swinging a drive toward right center. Back goes Robert, back near the stands. That ball is gone. A game-winning home run for Chris Morel. Can you believe it? Listen to this crowd.
How about that? Cody Bellinger, leadoff double. Dansby Swanson draws a walk, and then Morel drives one.
Hi.
Right center field.
Hi.
Would you eat the moon if it was made of ribs?
Barbecue spare ribs, might I add.
That's Cubs radio on the call?
Cubs radio on the call, and needed that because we were about to lose 4 straight. Gregory Santos hasn't allowed a second home run all year. That's the second one that he gave up. Needed that game. Big shot from the kid. I was stoked. I jumped out of bed and then realized I had to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, went right back to sleep.
Cubs are now 2.5 back of the Brew Crew with the National League Central. Chicago at 62-58 so far on the season. White Sox wasting a great performance by Mike Clevinger last night. And that is your sound check. Carlos with a K has been in as executive producer this week, all week, and he's a big Cubbies fan.
I'm not alone in that. One Pat Boyle on updates, also a big Cubs fan.
We have a pair of Cubby fans in the building today.
I don't know why he's a Cubs fan, but I'll take it. I'll take all comers.
Pat Boyle is in for headlines today. Who's your favorite Cubby of all time?
That's tough. I'm going to go recent simply because these guys delivered the championship for me. And it's Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo because they're the ones who got the final ground out. You know, it was a ground out to third. Chris Bryant scoops it up, tosses it over to Rizzo. Rizzo pockets the ball. 108 is down the drain. Brand new championship. I don't remember half of it, but I always wanted to name my kids Chris Anthony after that one play.
What were you drinking?
A whole lot of Jack Daniels.
I see.
No, I didn't. Once I was a fifth into that bottle, I'm like, I don't know where my TV is. And it's like an 80-inch TV, and I couldn't find it.
Pat Boyle, who's your favorite Cubby of all time?
I would say guy that's still pitching and still has hopefully a couple more years, Kyle Hendricks.
He's cooked.
Guy that barely...
He's cooked. I just saw him get shelled by the Mets last week. He's cooked.
Dude, he's having a decent year. What are you talking about? They're going to need him.
I don't want decent anymore. I want better. I'm not a lovable loser Cub fan, all right? I've never subscribed to that line of loser thinking. I want to be excellent. And Kyle Hendricks, I love him for what he did. He's not a
decent
pitcher.
Guy's going to have his number retired. He's been one of the best Cubs of the last decade.
Cubs stink.
That's how bad they were.
What do you mean? They won a World Series with him on the team. Hey, he's gotten by.
That was 6 years ago.
Making 30 starts a year, throwing 88 and pus.
Wait, why are we arguing? We love the same team.
Because you're telling me Kyle Hendricks is washed.
He is washed, though.
No, he's
dude,
not. What are you talking about?
Look at 2023 Kyle Hendricks, and then you're going to compare him to 2016? Like, no.
Okay, I know what he did. He's obviously not in his prime.
But he's washed.
He's not washed by any sense of the imagination.
If he's on the roster next year, I'm upset.
Really?
Yes.
You're upset if Kyle Hendricks is on the roster.
I want better than Kyle Hendricks at this point.
Kyle Hendricks.
I don't want to see Kyle Hendricks. I don't want to see Drew Smiley. I don't know how this became the Cubs-centric show, but we need better pitching stuff. Marcus Stroman is our ace, and the guy can't even get off the IL. I'm supposed to be celebrating a win, Pat. You're bringing me down. I don't like this negative
energy. You're the one that brought the negativity. Kyle Hendricks. Hendricks has not pitched great lately, but he's got a 4 ERA.
Call the fire department.
When did I say he was Cy Young? I said he's my favorite. He's been on the team for a decade.
That's not decent.
Why did you do this?
Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are going to win today.
Yeah, that was our initial plan, wasn't it?
Yeah, why did you bring me down here?
Pete the Body, who's your favorite Cub of all time?
It would probably be Tom Gordon. He's my favorite Cub.
Okay. I was going to go Andre Dawson.
In reality, it's Sammy Sosa and O. Henry. Henry Rodriguez.
Sammy Sosa, huh?
And Henry Rodriguez.
I used to love watching Andre Dawson back in the 80s. Smash home runs for terrible Cubs teams. Day games at Wrigley. Harry Carey on the call.
Hi.
Hi. What'd you eat the moon?
I'm going to have an O. Henry bar. O. Henry, he just hit a home run.
If you're wondering what I'm wearing today, if you're watching at YouTube or on Twitch or at watchda.com, this is a Red Bulls alternate jersey. The Red Bulls were kind enough to send this to me. This is in honor of 50 years of hip-hop, born out of New York City. I actually went to a museum about 3 months ago here in the city that had a great display on the 50 years of hip-hop, and they actually had the card that was the invitation, was like an index card that was written to hand out as a flyer around the neighborhood 50 years ago, August 10th, I think it was, or August 15th or something, 1973. So they have this really cool jersey style where it's like graffiti script all over the jersey, and it's a black jersey with the Red Bulls insignia in the middle. Pat Boyle is young and hip and cool. What do you think about this jersey style?
I like it, and it actually says hip right above the patch.
Like hip-hop.
Yeah, I like it. I like the graffiti-style jerseys. I like when, you know, there's times teams try to be bold and it falls flat and it's a dud. I like that the Red Bulls went bold with that choice. I like the red and black stripes going down from the neck to the shoulders.
The Adidas stripes.
Yeah, I think that's a solid kit, as the folks across the pond would call it.
It's very loud. It's very busy, which is unlike something that I would usually wear.
Yeah,
but
it is busy, but I like it.
But in terms of like a style and a theme for a soccer uniform, I think this is a really cool one. The fact that it's honoring 50 years of hip-hop, New York City being the birthplace of it, I think that it works. It doesn't work on me, I think. I think that it works, though, on players themselves.
Oh, yeah, it's working on you now. I'm attracted. You've got my eyes attracted to you. I'm not attracted.
I wasn't going to go that far, but it does look good on you.
I'm not attracted to you. My eyes are attracted to the jersey. You wearing it?
Carlos with a K actually went shopping for this when he saw me unveil this on social media.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it on your post, and I'm like, wow, DA, that is sick. The presentation, the packaging, everything looked really cool.
So they packaged it in what appeared to be an old record.
Yeah, like vinyl.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Like
it's a vinyl record.
It was an entirely dope production, so I was like, I definitely want to get one. You know, I don't have a soccer allegiance, so I wouldn't be a fraud if I wore that jersey. Saw the price and said, no, thanks.
How much are they selling this thing?
I saw $150 on Adidas.
That's too much.
$150.
Come on.
Like, I work in radio, man. I really like that jersey. I don't like it that much.
Yeah.
For a soccer jersey?
That's a lot.
Maybe. I mean, for any jersey, $150. I'm not doing it.
Oh, I've spent double on a good like throwback football jersey, but like I'm not a Red Bulls fan, so
how about that?
Am I really going to shell out that
much? Have you bought a lot of jerseys, Carlos?
No, I mean, when I was in high school, you know, like my fraud years, I had every jersey that you could think of. Oh, because everybody's a fraud in high school. You wear like the Eddie George jersey with the hat, the Ben Roethlisberger with the hat. You got to have the cap for every jersey. Well, so I had almost all 32 teams.
Here's the thing: did you have the plug website? Did you have a website that was for the low?
No. They were all knockoffs. I got them on eBay for like $20, but okay. Nobody could tell the difference.
I had a website in college that everybody on the baseball team would use to get jerseys just at an extremely cheap price. It was this website from China called AliExpress.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care at this point if I'm outing them because I'm not buying jerseys anymore. So
That's so.
That's the good stuff, those $25 knockoff Chinese jerseys.
You had to get the triple XL even if you were like a large.
Oh, really?
Because they ran that
small. The jersey's
got
to go down to your knees. That was the style back then.
Well,
like,
but I agree with that, but not even then. Like, I would get a triple XL and it would be like a large
yeah.
for
Yeah.
Most people.
Yeah.
But they had everything. You could find anything on there.
And they're always just slightly irregular or slightly incorrect.
Like, that font doesn't look right, yeah. But, you know, hey,
that wasn't
when you're 15,
that
you don't
year.
Care.
Slightly irregular?
Yeah, I mean, if you had a historian or a savant, they could probably point it out. But otherwise, you were good.
Yeah, well, for $25, who cares?
A little day drink action on a Saturday with a throwback George Brett Royals jersey.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's a really nice one. Pat Boyle is in with headlines. Pat, what do we got?
All right, D.A. Well, since Carlos decided to ruin me throwing flowers for Kyle Hendricks
before,
we start with last night. One more time, shall we?
They're singing, go, Kyle, go.
That's right. You heard the highlight before. Chris Morel, walk-off, three-run home run. The Cubbies beat the Southsiders, the White Sox, for those who aren't in the know in Chicago terms.
Ugh.
What is that?
Let's go. Enough Cubs.
Oh, my God.
I'm over the Cubs.
Enough. He spoils my love for Hendricks. You spoil my love for the Cubs.
No, he's just deflecting on his own team's miseries. That's all it is.
Enough for the Cubs. God.
Anyway, that was Pat Hughes on the call from before. Morel took his helmet off as he rounded second, his jersey off as he rounded third. We can only hope that he took his pants off shortly after. With the win, the Cubs slide into the third and final NL wildcard spot, surpassing the Marlins and the Reds, at least in the sense that they have one less loss. Elsewhere, two catcher's interference calls in the first two innings, plus a solid Clayton Kershaw performance helped the Dodgers roll past the Brewers. 7-1 last night at Chavez Ravine. Kershaw, 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run. Miguel Rojas and Chris Taylor homered in the win. I mean, they're getting contributions literally from everybody.
Yep.
And they have the second-best record in baseball. Some other scores from the late-night games. The Padres win again. Fernando Tatis, a straight steal of home.
Mm-hmm.
Padres on the loose. Let's go, Goose. That's what's in.
Well, unfortunately for our friend Roxy in San Diego, they are still not what's in. They're still 5 games below 500.
That's
but they,
what's out.
They beat the O's.
Silly back.
They beat the O's 5-2. Mariners padded their lead late, then held on to survive the Royals' late comeback. They win that one 6-5. And Shohei Ohtani, with his 42nd home run of the year in the first inning, Angels beat the Rangers 2-0. They are still 2 games below 500. Really quickly, some baseball news. The disturbing details, I guess you could say, around the Wander Franco investigation. Prosecutor in the Dominican Republic says that is going to be handled by a division specializing in minors and gender violence in the province of Peravia. So you got that going on. You mentioned the U.S. women's national team parting ways with head coach Vlatko Andonovski. Get this, his record with the U.S., 51-5-9, but in major tournaments, 3 wins, 2 losses, 5 ties. That includes a bronze medal finish at the Tokyo Olympics and then them being knocked out in the round of 16.
Every time they played decent competition, they were underwhelming, like, with him.
Yeah, and I had no problems with Carly Lloyd blasting them.
Not at all.
After they barely escaped the group stage.
Yep.
I can't believe there was pushback to that.
Well, I think there's pushback because when you have played on that team, it feels like it's a little personal. Imagine, boy, I don't know what the men's equivalent is, because we don't really have that same fraternal, like, wow, don't speak out against Team USA. But, you know, because she played, she was such a huge part of it. It was like, wow, you're going to blast us? She was just their teammate. How long ago? So it felt like friendly fire, but she was right. Everything she said, she was absolutely right.
Exactly. And it seemed like when she said it, the pushback was like, you know, this, as if it came from some smug arrogance that they won everything and there was no competition, you know, only 4 years ago. And it's like, no, it's like when you play for Team USA, and women's soccer in this country and across the world is so dominant, you're held to a higher standard, fair or unfair. That's what it is. So then,
right. And Carly Lloyd was part of the reason why Team USA had such a cutthroat, competitive attitude for so many years. That's who she is. That's that she's like kind of like Kobe in that way, that she just She would never, ever, ever smile if they had a draw, smile after a loss, smile after a lethargic effort. So she's cut from that cloth, and she was seeing that that's not the case with this team, and it was probably part of the reason why they were such a dud this year.
Yep. Anyway, some quick football news to finish up here. I know you're going to get into this next hour, but just really quickly, Tampa Bay Buccaneers receiver Russell Gage will miss the entire 2023 season with a knee injury. He suffered that at a joint practice yesterday with the New York Jets. He was carted off the field and was in tears with teammates taking a knee around him. So, Baker Mayfield, Trask, they've got one less big target to throw to. Elsewhere, some scary news, but not as bad as it looks like as Russell Gage's injury is young Titans receiver Treylon Burks. He went down with a joint practice with the Minnesota Vikings yesterday with a leg injury. But the initial reports from head coach Mike Vrabel is that he shouldn't miss a significant amount of time. It doesn't look like it's as bad as they initially thought.
LCL strain, I think, which is one of the ligaments in your knee. Trey Burks, though, is supposed to be the guy that they drafted so that they could trade away A.J. Brown. And A.J. Brown's turned into one of the best wide receivers in football now in Philadelphia. And Trey Burks is going to be injured to start the season. So not good.
No. And maybe some unfair expectations all of a sudden thrust upon him with an offense that
can't throw the football very well.
Yeah. Ryan Tannehill, I feel like nobody really thinks he's even close to a top 10 quarterback anymore. We know what that offense looks like. And Derrick Henry is, you know, hopefully going to try to save them as best he can. But and finally, Ravens cornerback Marlon Humphrey is out indefinitely. He needs foot surgery. Apparently, it's been a lingering injury. That's what Ravens head coach John Harbaugh said. But he also said it's not going to be a long-term deal. But the Ravens secondary gets hurt every single year, it feels like. And their other starting cornerback, one of the best names in football, Rock Ya-Sin, he's been sidelined since the beginning of August with a knee injury. That's also not considered to be significant. But problems with that Baltimore secondary yet again.
Yeah, for sure. All right, thank you. Mr. Pat Boyle is in with headlines this morning. It is a thirsty Thursday, so we're toasting to the good stuff. And Leroy tweets, DA, I'm toasting to taking my son to Steelers training camp for the first time. It's Leroy in Baltimore.
Booski!
All right, Booski's
hashtag
all around.
Toast him!
When we come back on the show, Gronk would unretire for who? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right. You can always listen to the show in podcast form. The full 4 hours or the best of the show is always available. Plus the PGP, the Permission Granted Podcast, which featured Carlos with a K this week, who's been our executive producer throughout the week. And he even hosted Side B, guest hosting Side B and inviting Greg Caserta to join. So check that out. The brand new PGP is available for your listening pleasure as we speak. Driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal, and law enforcement officers can tell if you're driving high. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA. So, Rob Gronkowski seems to be enjoying himself in retirement. I think he was even enjoying himself prior to full retirement, but then he came out of retirement for the Buccaneers and Tom Brady, then went back into retirement, and no one would assume that he is still going to stay in football shape and come back. However, he joined Kay Adams on the Up and Adams show, FanDuel Television, and said there might be a coach that he'd come back for.
Brian Daboll wants me on his roster.
Gronk, we can't.
He won't have that face if I was on the team with him.
Gronk, we can't keep doing this.
I know, but
I love to do it. Where's the window? Is it?
I love to do it, though.
Is it, like, open?
I love to pretend that I can still play. Just makes me feel good.
You could. You definitely could still play.
No, I can't. I'm washed up.
Who's the coach that
I just like to pretend.
Who's the coach that has the best chance to get you out of retirement?
Brian Daboll.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Not Sean McDermott? Interesting.
Mm. Oh, my hometown team. Mm,
your favorite team.
But Brian Daboll.
Those are some very dulcet tones from Rob Gronkowski. I don't think I've ever heard him talk like that. My hometown team. Oh.
Oh.
Brian Daboll.
Brian Daboll.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Not Sean McDermott? Interesting.
Brian Daboll.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Not Sean McDermott? Interesting.
Oh, my hometown team.
Mm, your favorite team.
But Brian Daboll. But Brian Daboll. Oh, my hometown team.
Mm.
table.
Oh,
that 4X Giants parka that he wears. Oh, that bald head. Yes.
Ryan Dayball.
Really?
Ryan Dayball.
Really?
Ryan Dayball.
Really? Your favorite team?
Ryan Dayball. What's Ryan Dayball? Oh, my hometown team. Oh, my hometown team.
Your favorite team.
But Brian Dayball. Oh, my hometown team.
Brian Dayball.
Oh.
My favorite sandwich, the Brian Dayball.
Rob Gronkowski is 34 years old. He did not play last season. Last time he played was 2021, played in 12 games for the Buccaneers.
But Brian Dayball.
Yeah, I know, but Brian Dayball. I know, Rob. Okay, now you're creeping me out. Dayball is the type of coach that Gronk, I'm sure, would relate to. He's a big man. He seems to like his food, like his beer, regular guy, kind of a man's man, dude's dude. If Brian Dayball was not coaching football, he'd be sitting on the couch watching football with a panini and a six-pack. So I understand why Gronk would say this, but what Gronk also does really well is just sprinkle enough of a what if to get people talking. Just enough of a could he, would he? And the answer is no. He's not going to come back to camp. He's not going to come back to football. He's not going to come back to drive himself to get into shape. But he just does enough to make you wonder, could we, might we, are we?
Oh,
Brian Dayball.
Oh, yes. The Brian Dayball.
Brian Dayball.
Again, I don't think anybody ever has said Brian Dayball's name so sensually.
Not even his wife.
No.
Oh, Brian Dayball.
Brian Dayball.
Tasty Brian Dayball.
Squishy Liquid is toasting to his cousin Pete, who is playing in his first golf tournament at a local course. Stroke that thing, cuzzo. Hashtag toast 'em. Hashtag booskies.
Hashtag toast 'em.
Yeah, let's hope that Gronk doesn't read that tweet.
I think he was trying to hit on Kay.
You think Gronk was?
Yeah.
That's why he was talking like that?
Oh, yeah. That's my... Yeah.
Hoping that pillow talk involves talking about Brian Dayball.
See, that's where the Gronk part comes into play.
It's true. It does feel like every female reporter that's ever asked him a question in life, he's kind of flirted with.
Of course.
And it's just, yeah, that's right. That's right. Just another one. It is a Thirsty Thursday, so tweet at us, DA on CBS, or on the phone at 855-212-4227. Tomorrow, I did not realize this until I listened to Side B, that Greg Caserta is hosting tomorrow. So I'm out. This is Summer Friday, as you all know. But I'm out. Bogues is out. Bilotti's out. Which means you're getting a Caserta solo host tomorrow.
Hubba hubba.
Wow! When we come back on the program, could Sam Howell be prepping for a big season? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
I'm a zilch in this business. I'm a nobody.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.